it's all for Godfrey time.
After the country, the city sure is a change for me. I guess I'm a change for it, too. I went to the barber shop this morning for a haircut. The barber takes one look at me, and he says, wouldn't it be simpler to bail it? Never heard of a bale of red hay, I hated to leave the farm. The scenery down there is so beautiful. But then, of course, the scenery here in New York is nice, too. Just stand on the corner of Fifth Avenue, you see. That scenery walks by. Oh, that's nice scenery. I like the way they walk, too. They're still following the old adage. A girl should be seen and not hurried. While I'm on the subject of women, Look magazine this week has brought up the question of the purpose of women's clothes. For heaven's sakes, they had to do a magazine article on why do women wear clothes. Very simple. They get pinched if they don't. Cop comes up and gives you a ticket. But the question really is, do women dress to please men or do they dress to please other women? What do you think? Do you women dress to please men? Yes. A lone voice said yes. Where is that gal that dresses to please men? Where is she? Right there? Let me see you, honey. Yeah, oh, you do, too. Ul, 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 ul. That's all right. I like that. Right in the middle of the front row, too. That's where she belongs. That's for me. Well, you know, you get a hold of a copy of this this issue of Look magazine. On the front of it is a picture of a gal. Don't tell me she dresses for women. Elizabeth Scott. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Now, Edith Head, the famous Hollywood designer and author of the article in Look, claims that women never think of men when buying clothes. They only want to impress other women. You agree with that? Is that right, girl? How many ladies agree with that? Hold up your hand. There's one old bull-headed guy back there. He agrees with that. You think Miss Head is all wrong, huh? You do not buy clothes to impress other women. Well, she proves it. She takes a situation where a man and a wife meet another beautiful woman. And the wife says, where do you suppose she got that dress? And the man says, where do you suppose she got that? And then Miss Head lists some of the things that men don't like about the way women dress. She says men don't like women to look like a cloth version of French pastry. Well, I'd say that depends on what's under the crust. She also says that men resent all the superstructure and the camouflage that women wear. And that's true, too. When a guy puts his arm around a gal, he don't want to feel like he's hugging the Brooklyn Bridge. And the article sums it all up by saying men are really very conservative, very conservative. And they would like to see women go back to the styles of the past. And I agree with that. Go back. Go way, way, way back. Way, way back. To the beginning. And while we're on the subject of love, what do you say Jeanette and I do a little love song here? First, I will propose. Though my position is of low degree, and all the others may look down on me, I'll go smiling through, that if I have you. I am the happiest at troubadours, thinking of you while I'm massaging floors. At my leisure time, I made up this rhyme. I will be the oil mop. If you'll be the oil, then we both could mingle every time with soil. I will be the washboard. If you'll be my tub, think of all the Mondays we love the jug. I will be your shoe brush if you'll be my shoe. Then I'll keep you bright, dear, feeling good as new. I will be your razor. Will you be my blade? That's the porter's love song. It would take the
pain. I'll be the dustman if you'll be my broom. We could work together all around the room.
Be your clothes, dear. Be my bully line. We'll hang out together. Oh, wouldn't that be fine?
I will be your dishpan if you will be my dish.
And we'll meet after meals here. Oh, what more could we wish?
I will be your window.
Be my window pane.
That the porter's love song could have saved the maid.
It would take the maid. Thank you, Jeanette. That was a lot of fun. And now to get back to woman's clothes. It begins to look like something's going to have to be did to limit the powers of the dictators of these ladies' fashions. They're really getting out of hand. First, the dictators draw the hemline over the ladies' knees. That's a violation of one of man's basic rights, free peace. Now they're dictating what the dresses are going to be made of. It isn't iron, but it's the next thing to it, corduroy. You know what corduroy is? It's from the France, you know. Corduroy. Corduroy. It means king. Roy. Anybody knows what cord is? Corduroy. Cord is string, huh? So, it's the king's string. Are we men going to put up with this? Ladies going around wearing a king's string? Of course, it depends on what letter of the alphabet it is. But anyway, go ahead, I'll wait for you. Well, anyway, when it comes to deep emotional crises like this, We can usually express ourselves better in poetry. Lee, give me a little background here on the organ, will you? You old Deep River man, you Moon River. Dream on. The Hemingway Farewell to Arms is not about milady's charm. For charm, the ladies read today, Farewell to Legs, the Hemingway. And now, farewell to other things. This fall, some further changes bring. Farewell to flimsy, filmy joys. Farewell to silk, pale corduroys. The style experts who failed to please by covering milady's knees now say, come fall, milady's switches into corduroy britches. One sure result of this decree is this, and men, you will agree, that with these styles, the thing that cloys is this. They look like gals, but feel like boys. And here's the direct antithesis of that. Jeanette Davis, sweet, lovely lady, she sings Body and Soul.
My heart is sad and lonely. For you I sigh. For you still only. Why haven't you seen? I'm all for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Archie. That was nice when you finally got into it. You know, it's a funny thing what habits you get into as a musician. Keeper there, he plays the trombone, see? And now every time he kisses a girl, he slides his arm back and forth. Friends, how would you like to win $1,000 for just sending in your name and address? That's all you have to do. Don't buy anything. Don't make up any slogans. You can win $1,000 just by sending me your name and address. Act now before it's too late. Oops, sorry, too late. Remember the other day we were talking about some kind of invisible suspenders? Well, somebody sent me a pair here. It says they're to be worn under the shirt by men who don't like to wear their belts tight. And then it shows you a picture of how you do it. I think they sent me the wrong article, though. I don't get it. This will fit what's-her-name much better than me. I'll have to look into that in the privacy of my boudoir. I can see that. And somebody sent me... Oh, now we got it solved. This is what you've been seeing in the air. Somebody sent me a disc. It's an old pie tin, and it's shot full of holes, too. This is a high flyer shot down over Woodcliff Lake, New Jersey, on the 8th of July by Richard Plumbett. A Plunkett. With his high-powered scattershot slingshot. Well, for heaven's sake. Get some luggage. Got some very lovely luggage from a fan, too, but please tell me. Should an alligator bag snap at you when you pick it up? I'm a little confused about that. Please send directions next time, will you? How about the Mariners coming up here and singing a song for us? Got a tune called My Pretty Girl.
There's a young lobster class so in love with a pretty his arms hold her charm, she begins to sing words like this. He sings, "My pretty girl, my pretty girl, I'm always dreaming of you. My pretty girl, my pretty girl, my darling, how I love you. Promise me you will never leave me, promise.
Hey, that's a lovely song. Is it an old one, boys? Is it a brand new one or an old one?
It's an old folk song, Arthur, but they make it a popular song recently. About
a year ago. Lisa, honey, I've never heard it before. It's a very beautiful thing. Where'd you find it anyhow?
Oh, it's been going around for a while.
Give me another chorus of it, will you? Any advertising of coal, of course. So all this time, Mule's been getting paid sustaining rates, you know? It's a bit sick. But now Mr. Coward is going to do something about it. He told somebody what for, he did. And he's made some recordings to be peddled all over the world, and they're to have commercials. And what a jolly treat to get commercials by Mule Coward. You know, Pepsi Cola drops directly to the mark. Rinso Alabaster, Rinso Alabaster. Jolly little madrigal. And of course, beckoning all blighters, beckoning all blighters. Beckoning all blighters to Barnard, 7th Avenue and Trafalgar Square. The only store of its ilk in the empire. Why, see. Good night, so. Oh, but was, did you see the pictures of the prince and the prince on the front page of the Herald Tribune this morning? Aren't they a lovely couple, huh? It is good to think about that. A real grown-up princess and a prince charming. And he's a handsome dog, too, you know. Big, tall guy. Very handsome. He'd look good in a restaurant. Apparently he's a very swell fella too. From what people say who know him, he's a regular guy. And she, of course, is charming. You know, gee, I had thoughts and dreams about that myself. Somehow or other, I couldn't get by the front gate. You know. They want me to do a new quiz show here on CBS. It's to be called Tell the Truth or We'll Kick Your Teeth Out. You've heard those daytime serials, Joyce Jordan, girl intern, and Sally Johnson, girl lawyer. The documentary unit at CBS is planning a new serial. You're going to love this one. It's called Hepzibah Feinschmecker, Girl Flying Disc. Well, I have an ad here. Mrs. L.J. Ruth of Green Bay, Wisconsin, has sent me a clipping from the want ad section of her hometown paper. And it goes like this. For sale, two family flats. Five rooms and bath upstairs. Five rooms and bath downstairs. Both apartments available immediately. The downstairs apartment has no ceiling. Just so the upstairs fella doesn't walk around much, it'll be all right. Godfrey saying bye-bye for all the little Godfreys. CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.